accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for him?
So it's just like it's a conversation.
Are you open to supporting him?
Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Russia's keeping up its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Overnight, Ukraine says Russia tried to bombard the country's power grid again, using nearly 200 drones and almost 100 missiles. Last night, a call that brings back all kinds of memories. A passenger plane over New York reporting a bird strike.
On January 15, 2009, a U.S. Airways jet departing New York's LaGuardia Airport hit a flock of birds, lost both engines, and landed in the Hudson River. Last night, American Airlines Flight 1722 had just taken off from LaGuardia when the crew radioed controllers.
We're still kind of working through to figure out what's going on. We hit birds on the way out.
The audio from liveatc.net, unlike U.S. Airways Flight 1549, American 1722 lost only the right engine, was redirected to JFK, and landed safely. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The L.A. Rams beat the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday Night Football. It was notable because neither team scored a touchdown. The final score, 12-6. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermaine. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Attention, library friends. The Park Falls Public Library has new hours beginning January 1st of next year. Monday through Thursday, they will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Fridays, they will be open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday, Labor Day through to Memorial Day, they will be open 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Once again, that's Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday, Labor Day through Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Freezing temperatures are returning, but meteorologist Brittany Merlot says beware before you step out on the ice.
Practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk out on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where you're going and when you expect to return. Remember, you need at least 4 inches of thickness to walk out on safely.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks Sunday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers take on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay hoping some of their players are ready to return to action, like linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who's been impressive as a rookie until he suffered a hamstring injury in practice 3 weeks ago.
It means a lot. It's been a long, long 3 weeks. I'm just ready to go out there and just play as hard as I could and make plays.
NBA, the Bucks are in Vegas. They face the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow at 3:30 in the NBA Cup semifinals. Women's college volleyball tonight, NCAA regionals, the Badgers in Lincoln, Nebraska, for a rematch with Texas A&M, a team they beat 2 months ago. Wisconsin C.C. Crawford asked how they've improved.
We've grown so much as a team, not only on the court, but off the court. One thing we worked on the beginning of the year was communication, and we've excelled in that. Obviously, we played them earlier in the season, but they're a different team now. It's been 2 months. Same thing for us. We're a different team now, so it'll be a fun matchup.
That's the Badgers' C.C. Crawford. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Whistle Flag co-op team, the WSFLG co-op team from over in the western part of the state, visited the Park Falls Rec Arena and top team Seal last night by a score of 7-0. We'll have the second and third periods of that game archived for you a little later this morning if you want to listen to some Team Seal hockey with Scott Heckman and the boys. Boys hoops last night, Shawamigan, they topped Goodman Pembine 54-46 non-conference at the Park Falls gym. It was Mellon topping Washburn 68-48. Cameron was a winner over the Ashland boys 88-16, and LCO was a winner over Butternut 56-13. Lots going on. Many teams on the road tonight. The varsity boys and girls team of Shawamigan will be down in Wisconsin Rapids to take off take on Assumption tonight. Meanwhile, the Phillips boys and girls, they'll be in Auburndale for a doubleheader, boys and girls JV and varsity for Phillips tonight. The wrestling team of Phillips will be on the road. They take on, they're at the Barron Invitational coming up tomorrow. And lots of basketball at the Mellon Gym tonight. The high school boys and girls teams will be at the Mellon Gym for a boys and girls varsity doubleheader tonight.
This holiday season, McCullough Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Best for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they're giving away 25 $100 grocery gift certificates, Trigs, or Save More Foods. Hurry, drawing ends Tuesday, December 17th. Experience great deals like a Dexel's full synthetic oil change, which is $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says he uses a 2-pound diameter super line on his reel, and then he uses a 2-pound test fluorocarbon for a leader. He says if you incorporate this into your program, you're going to catch a lot of fish, but there's one thing that you have to consider, and I'll tell you what it is. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says you can use a super line on your reel if you're fishing in a heated shelter outside in those frigid Arctic cold temperatures. That line will soak up the water and it'll get very stiff, and it's not real good for outside in the cold. But if you're in a shelter, it works great. But you have to use a very light leader, and in this case, he uses a 2-pound test fluorocarbon leader. It is invisible in the water, and it allows that lure to have good action. He says, but if you do this, you need to make sure that you're using the right rod, because that super line has no give, nor does the leader. So you have no stretch there at all, and that means that you have to incorporate a rod that has a lot of bend, is very soft, and allows some give because that line just doesn't stretch. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 14 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, becoming breezy, mostly cloudy, 7 above tomorrow. Some freezing rain in the morning, changing to snow in the afternoon. Amounts will be light, but roads will get slick. Our high tomorrow, 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 17 below. 98 Country.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. Ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
If your dream house is a double wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road, then baby that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen California? Pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. Gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Well, I bet there's a two-lane running right through the middle of a wide open desert to a ghost town. If you wanna just hide, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen California? Pick a spot on any old map. I travel light in my bag. Just as long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico, seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed. Just as long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere. Well, girl, I swear, just say the word, I'll take you there. Oh, anywhere, anywhere with you.
And feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Crawfish hole, five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five
boondocks.
Car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five
boondocks.
Car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
There's snow on the ground, and out in California, the sunshine's falling down, and maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in lights, and in Atlanta, Georgia. There's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago. The kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina,
nation. It's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas to night.
98Q Christmas music brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips and Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving the Northwoods since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland. And they bring you the sounds of the Christmas season. Some requested music from Alabama. If you guys want, there's a certain Christmas song you want to hear. We're always up to that. You can text it to us or give us a call at 762-3221. I always like to play some Christmas music that might have some good memories for you. We will do some news and sports in just a moment. Birthdays, got a cake to give away, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. We've got to build up your stamina for sugar, so we'll do that by giving somebody a free cake before you delve into the cookie. We're not quite into the cookie season, are we? I'm going to be baked. I think I've designated Saturday as a day that I'm going to make some of my relative's famous ice box cookies. Well, it's famous for me anyway. We like them. So we will probably do some cooking this weekend. We'll get your sugar stamina up by giving you a free cake maybe, but you're only in if you have a birthday from the past week. So if you got somebody from today or even yesterday or this coming weekend, give us a call quick at 762-3221. We'll wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that cake. We got Packer football on a Sunday night edition. So you can... you can plan accordingly on Sunday and know that you don't have the Packers till Sunday night in Seattle with a 7:20 kickoff on that. I believe I think the Lions play during the day, and that game doesn't really interest Packer fans as much anymore. That Rams victory last night was big for them to keep them in the playoff hunt. The Packers are probably going to have to win. They may have to win three of their last four to get in. 2-2. Might not be enough. I mean, probably will be, but you want to lock that spot in. And the Packers in Seattle, and then the Saints at home. You should be able to get that one next week. And then you're at the Vikings. And then the final game of the season against the Bears, hosting the Bears, could be a big game. Could be a big game for the Packers to clinch a playoff spot. It's going to take 10, 11 wins, probably 11, to secure a playoff spot. Play 17 games now. This isn't, I mean, a 16-game schedule. 10 was usually the magic number that would most likely get you in. But now that we have a 17-game schedule, you better get to 11 to guarantee yourself a spot, especially this year in the NFC. We'll get to our news and sports right now. We'll come back with our birthdays and the cake giveaway on the other side.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 38 days until Donald Trump is sworn in for a second term in the White House, he invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration, but sources tell ABC Xi will not accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for him?
You know, so it's just like it's a conversation.
Supporting him, Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. January 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park, they're hosting their first day hike. You can ring in the new year with snowshoeing, beautiful wooded trails. There will be a 2-mile and 4-mile option. You can also enjoy a warm fire, hot cocoa, and treats after the snowshoe. Sponsored by Friends of Copper Falls and North Country Trail Schwamgen Chapter. Once again, that's January 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. Are you ready for winter? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some tips on how to get that snowblower working.
And with the snowy season underway, it's time to get your snowblowers ready. Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
For more news, visit 98QCountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
98Q Country.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks Sunday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers take on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday night football. Green Bay hoping some of their players are ready to return to action, like linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who's been impressive as a rookie until he suffered a hamstring injury in practice 3 weeks ago.
It means a lot. It's been a long, long 3 weeks. I'm just ready to go out there and just play as hard as I could and make plays.
NBA, the Bucks are in Vegas. They face the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow at 3:30 in the NBA Cup semifinals. Women's college volleyball tonight, NCAA regionals, the Badgers in Lincoln, Nebraska, for a rematch with Texas A&M, a team they beat 2 months ago. Wisconsin C.C. Crawford asked how they've improved.
We've grown so much as a team, not only on the court, but off the court. One thing we worked on the beginning of the year was communication, and we've excelled in that. Obviously, we played them earlier in the season, but they're a different team now. It's been 2 months. Same thing for us. We're a different team now, so it'll be a fun matchup.
That's the Badgers' C.C. Crawford. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Shawamigan, 54, and Goodman Penbine, 46, in boys' hoops last night. Shawamigan evening their season-long record at 2-2 now. The Mellon boys, they get a win over Washburn, 68-48. LCO topped the Butternut boys, 56-13. On the girls' side, it was Cameron beating Ashland, 88-16. And the Whistle Flag Co-op team, WSFLG, from the western part of the state, came to the Park Falls Rec Arena last night, and they topped Team Seal by a score of 7-0. A lot of our area teams are on the road. Butternut, though, is at Mellon, not too far away. Butternut Mellon boys and girls varsity doubleheader at the historic Mellon Gymnasium tonight. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan boys and girls varsity will be at Assumption tonight. The Phillips boys and girls varsity and JV will be at Auburndale. And the Phillips wrestling team will be in action tomorrow as they travel to take on several different teams at the Barron Invitational. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy holidays from Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Celebrate Christmas and New Year's with fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, and now delicious menu delivery, including pizza. Call 715-208-2795 Fridays and Saturdays between 4 and 8 p.m. Collect 20 flyers and your next pizza's on Lena. Enjoy Porterhouse Steak. Lena's Northern Pines is your dinner destination. Visit them on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. All trails lead to Lena's.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, all right, all right. It's time to do some birthdays and give away a cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. On the celebrity list today, if you're celebrating here on this 13th, Friday, dun, 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 Friday the 13th, you're sharing your birthday with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is living proof that no matter how much you do things right and treat people well and do everything good, there's a certain percentage of the population that will still hate on you. Taylor Swift is 35 today, about as wholesome an American as you can get. I know a lot of you are annoyed by her because she's everywhere, but she's all right. She's 35, and she's pretty good at that music thing, isn't she? Yes, she is. I miss her doing country music, though, to be honest with you. Hasn't had country songs out in a while. Jamie Foxx is celebrating. The actor, singer, comedian is 57 today. Johnny Whitaker, the actor from TV's Family Affair and such, is 65 today. Oh, let's see here. Steve Buscemi from a indie film character actor. The Brooklyn native became a full-fledged star in HBO's Boardwalk Empire, many other movies too, including Spy Kids 2 and 3, 67 for Steve Buscemi today. John Anderson, the country legend. I think he's one of us, isn't he? I think he was on the morning show, I believe, a while back. He is 70 today, country singer, not the politician. Randy Owen from the group Alabama, again one of us, was on the morning show many a moon's back, 75 today. Even serenaded my wife on the air. That was nice. Ted Nugent, the wild man guitarist and now massive hunter. He's on a lot of those hunting outdoor shows. 76, Ted Nugent today. Buck White from the Whites is 94. Christopher Plummer is celebrating today. The Canadian received his first Academy Award nomination at age 80. Not bad. Christopher Plummer celebrating today. Dick Van Dyke. They did a special with him just a little while ago, and I've been seeing him on some podcasts on YouTube. For 99, he's doing all right. He's doing all right. He is still a hoot. Still a hoot. 99 for Dick Van Dyke today. The Dick Van Dyke. And Larry Doby, the Baseball Hall of Famer, was the first black player in the American League. 1924, born, passed in 2003. Couple of local ones here. We've got Jason Collin, who's celebrating a birthday today. Jason Collin, all right. The also known as the Big Guy. It's a good name to have there, Jason. Happy birthday to you from Timmy. And from Dolly and from CG, Big Guy, happy birthday today. And that is actually Sunday. And another birthday from this past week, I believe on Tuesday, belated birthday to Bernie Buhager, who celebrated from Mom and Dad. Let's put you in for the cake drawing, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Not a lot of birthdays and anniversaries. You can email us your birthdays ahead of time, by the way, WCQM. At civicmedia.us. And we'll put them in the appropriate spot. We're going to give away a cake to, someone who just celebrated this week. We got Bernie Buhager. You're the cake winner, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Congratulations.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 14 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, becoming breezy, mostly cloudy, 7 above tomorrow. Some freezing rain in the morning, changing to snow in the afternoon. Amounts will be light, but roads will get slick. Our high tomorrow, 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 17 below.
98Q Country.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night, doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through long hair. Watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I get past second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights and keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. Things are whispering in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
How's your morning going?
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes, jumping those hills with Luke and Bo. Plastic cap guns in a swimming hole, don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the offering place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes for putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. Had a little bitty house and a lot of love. Left it all behind, chasing a girl, chasing a dime. Went so far trying to get mine. I can't see that old porch light that led me home at night. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes. We're putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. John, I can still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on. And there was dirt on Daddy's clothes from putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. Had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all.
Again, you're the kind of man a woman thinks she.
she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning. What you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Jody Messina there at 98Q Country. Country Classics brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com. And they're on Facebook, too. We've got a warmer trend of weather coming. It's stubborn this morning. The temperatures will get to about 14 or 15 by mid-afternoon, but it's stubborn to get out of that negative range here this morning, but it's coming here, and the weekend should be good. Travel tomorrow could be a little bit difficult with temperatures lingering kind of in that 30-32 range, and some precipitation is likely for tomorrow. More chances for you to text to win, brought to you by Ron Ernst Lumber since 1971, your complete building and hardware store. And another key word coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Mr. Mike McKay, so stay tuned for that. Packers will do their thing on Sunday night in Seattle. I was looking at the standings we talked about a little bit earlier this morning. The Packers, the Viking game is going to be very difficult. And the Bear game, the last Bear game of the season, you know, you think you should get, I mean, you're kind of lined up for 3 out of 4 here. But that includes a win Sunday. So if you don't win on Sunday night in Seattle, you may have to win your last three, because there's teams that are coming for you as far as the wild card goes. So I'm not saying it's a must win, but it's pretty darn important for the Packers for their wild card opportunities in Seattle. And the Seahawks are a pretty good team too. They're in a division where they're battling for. There's just, there's two or three divisions this year in football where you don't have to be very good. The record, like Atlanta, what are they now? 6-7, I think. And they're like a game out of first place in their division. But you look at the Seattle Seahawks, they're sitting at, what are they at record-wise here? Where are they? I thought they were higher than that. Oh, there they are. They're 8-5. So they're a pretty good team. And they're vying to win their division. So this is going to be a tough one, but would be an absolutely monumental, huge victory for the Packers. Would not secure a playoff spot, would go a long ways toward that. And we'll have it for you, Packer football Sunday night. That is a free one. That's on NBC. Is it Sunday night? What is Sunday night? Is it NBC? I believe so. That's on your free over the air channels. Other football note, of course, we have. Bill Belichick, who has decided that he is going to coach for the University of North Carolina. So he's going to be their head coach, and no word on what the contract is or anything like that. I guess a bonus with Bill Belichick is with him and his younger girlfriend, they not only get a coach, but they probably get someone who qualifies to be a cheerleader for the team, too. So it's true. I'm just saying. It'd be mean.
Mama told her, baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. Boys, just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk away, Joe. Now just a little while.
My hand. is it. Girl, I know that you've been waiting and talking to your friends, wondering if and wondering where and wondering when. Well, I've been waiting too, holding on to this ring for the right words to say, for the right time and place for me to get on. Talking about looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a this is it.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.